Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, March 31st, 2008. We're preparing this on a rather rainy, drizzly morning here in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. But also, just before we begin to share today, we thank the Lord for His gentle rain and specifically for our vegetables in our garden. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and it's our desire again today to encourage you. Today's message is titled Omnicompassionate, and two scripture texts from Lamentations 3, 22 and 23, and from James 5, verse 11.
Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is Your faithfulness. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy.
Yesterday, I had the opportunity to preach in a church in southern Lancaster County. I sure enjoyed preaching the Word of God, and lately there's been a lot of news about, quote, appropriate content, end quote, in sermons, something that the secular press rarely pays much attention to. Well, I am confident that in hundreds of thousands of local churches all around the world, the Bible was faithfully preached yesterday. And I sure purposed to be in one of them. When I resigned my last church in early 2001 to become a chaplain, I found many other sources of ministry fulfillment and effectiveness, but I sure miss preaching the Word of God on a regular basis. I shared a message on the faithfulness of God that was subtitled, Hope in the Midst of Despair. Today's first verse was the central theme in the message.
Several years ago, Jim Gambini, who was our pastor at the time, made a point in a sermon that blessed both of us. With no additional detail, he declared, God is omnicompassionate. Now, I had never heard, nor Stephen, in all of our years of theological study, had we ever heard that word. The computer software underscores this word with a red line alert indicating that we've misspelled the word, or there is no such word. Stephen and I spoke to Pastor Jim and his wife in the greeting line following the church service, and he smiled when we told him that we took note of his new term. He was intentionally seeking to express a truth, even though he could not recall ever seeing or hearing the word before.
The prefix omni means all. It is used in several of what theologians call the attributes or characteristics of God, such as omniscience, which is all-knowing, omnipresence, all-present, and omnipotence, all-powerful. Well, He is all-compassionate as well. Thus, Pastor Jim's new vocabulary word, omnicompassionate. The second David text declares that the Lord is full of compassion and mercy.
Due to another wonderful attribute of God, known as His immutability, or that is, He never changes. This verse reveals that He is always full of compassion and mercy. Since He is immutable, His fullness is constant with a never-ending supply of compassion. In a time of chaotic despair, Jeremiah's hope was restored by recalling that our Lord's compassions never fail.
God's fullness of compassion and His extravagant mercy is never depleted, nor does it ever need replenished. Although He's been demonstrating His compassion and mercy from the very beginning, God is always, quote, full of compassion and mercy, end quote. There's no less available for our need today than there was for anyone else who has ever lived. So you don't need to lie awake tonight worrying about God's compassion running out.
Well, how blessed I am by this perpetual call to mercy from Hebrews. And this is the verse, quote, let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need.
His mercy is indeed absolutely abundant and thoroughly adequate. He is indeed omnicompassionate.
Let's pray together. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. the Father of compassion, and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from you. As recipients of your tender compassions and tremendous comfort, help us to be like cisterns, pouring out the mercies we receive from you into the lives of those who desperately need it. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. It's a joy to share a message based on the Word of God today, the great truth of God's faithfulness. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. This is the message again prepared for Monday, March 31st. We do have a number of additional resources up on the site today, a lot of pictures, more than usual, of our experience yesterday of speaking at a church in southern Lancaster County. We had a delightful meal following the service with one of the folks that attend the church. We also have a photo of the worship leader up and a song that he and along with another lady have written that is available as an MP3 file along with the words based on Psalm 33. We also have several audio links up to the great classic hymn, Great is Thy Faithfulness. One is the story that devotional that Brooksine has written concerning that hymn. Also a lovely podcast we've recently found that takes the great hymns and shares the story behind them along with a beautiful rendition of that hymn. And we have one for Great is Thy Faithfulness that will include the story at the first part of the podcast, and that is followed by the hymn itself in a beautiful arrangement today. Well, thanks for joining us. We are happy to serve the Lord. It's a joy. It's a blessing to serve Christ, to share His Word. And even though I said I miss preaching and had that opportunity yesterday, we're grateful that daily, through our daily encouragement messages, we can, in a sense, preach in a rather unusual format. May you be blessed today, and may you be encouraged.